Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
It is the Cherries Takeover, as it is every Monday. What a tune to bring us in power. That's what we do on this show. You're listening to me, Charlie Hawkins. Well, there is so much to talk about. So much. Why? Because Bournemouth were just in action tonight, weren't they? The fourth round of the FA Cup at home facing Arsenal. Well, it went to the wire, but it wasn't to be. And I'm delighted to say now, well, he's the star of the show. He's Alex Deutsch joining us, as he always does every Monday. And Alex was at the game. Firstly, Alex, thank you so much for joining us on your way home, but giving us live reaction. What did you make of it? And it was nearly a very, very different result.
Yeah, you're going to have to bear with me because I've just legged it all the way home.
Good man.
And I'm massively unfit. So
I'm sure that's not the case, mate.
Yeah, you might have to give me 10 minutes to catch my breath. I don't know how many more times I have to say when I'm discussing a Bournemouth result that we didn't start very well. And it was exactly the same. We didn't start very well at all. We just didn't look at all up for it or ready for it. The second half was a lot better. There was a bit more desire, a bit more fight. And it was great to see Surridge get his goal because he's worked really hard for that and we've recalled him from his loan. But the first half wasn't good fun to watch at all.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, haven't seen much of it. Been in the studio. Know you was at the game. Want to talk about all the top stories. Arsenal got off to a flying start, scored very early, and Eddie Howe watching him after saying, just as you said it there, Alex, that very disappointed, not just a poor start, really struggled in the first 60 minutes, making it scrappy, and we only really come to life in the end. And I know that this isn't an excuse, Alex. Premier League survival is the aim this year, and there was a heavily rotated side, but disappointing, even when it is a rotation, to start the game like that, knowing that an FA Cup tie, you know if your opponent's in the next round, a brilliant opportunity, and it didn't quite match it.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I mean, it was a rotated squad in some positions, but other than that, it's, I think maybe two positions there that you would probably argue wouldn't make the Premier League squad. Other than that, it was a very, very strong squad, one that you'd expect to be challenging for most Premier League games. So it was a really disappointing to see how slowly they set off, particularly after how good we were against Brighton eventually. Very similar story, actually. But I was really hoping to get some of that momentum that we had from the Brighton game. But it just didn't happen. And it's the same old story that nothing was clicking. They didn't look like there were any partnerships or any confidence going forward, is what I'd say. Yeah, really, really disappointing. But like I said, I think only Simpson, Simpson was, or Travers in goal, and Sermon maybe, you'd expect probably not to feature or be knocking on the door for a Premier League game. So it's, you know, I don't know if rotating is really an excuse for that.
Maybe not an excuse, but obviously The Premier League is the ultimate survival at the minute, and so there was some rotation, but it's difficult when you had that brilliant win last week, which we will talk about, and now obviously they maybe didn't want to progress maybe as much as Arsenal, but it's a shame that they've not even carried a little bit of the great midweek win over into tonight, isn't it, Alex?
Yeah, definitely, and winning breeds winning, doesn't it? And that feeling of when you go back to training after winning a game, I'm sure can't be beaten. So I think not having that momentum coming from the Brighton game, and particularly when the Villa game coming up is so important, it's more. I think it's more the manner of the defeat. I think I called 2-1 last week. I thought it was going to be 2-1 Arsenal, and so it's not really a surprise to me. But it was more the manner of the defeat with the strong players we had available that made it as disappointing as it was.
Yeah, it's a tricky one. Let's maybe talk on to better times then, Alex. We get to speak every Monday. We were looking towards that Brighton game. We're saying, you know, Callum had no goals in 14. He gets on the score sheet. How big it was. They were on a really worrying slide. I think it's 4 points from 36. beating Brighton, and you know, we know that these teams, we say it so much, even if it is a cliche, beating those teams in and around you, the season are defined on these games. You win this one, now Villa, it's another one of those games. But just on that Brighton game, because we said that you alluded to it last week, that we just need a bit of luck, you know, a go off the shin of Wilson, or just those wins, and we can really kick on from there. How massive was last week?
Oh, it was absolutely massive. And again, it wasn't really the result. It was the manner of the result, and the fact that there seemed to be that fight and desire that I was so scared was missing. I think I said after the Norwich game that although it was a really disappointing result, I saw some flickers of that fight and desire. The start of the Brighton game, it was back to how we were. It wasn't good. The first 30 minutes wasn't good at all. And then all of a sudden we countered. And I think Diego Rico hit the side netting. And from that minute, everything changed. He didn't score, but it sort of gave everyone a boost and lift, and the crowd lift. And all of a sudden we're winning the second balls, and we're jumping in for 50-50s. And it was just that, just missing by an inch from a really lovely counter-attacking move that seemed to be the catalyst to really bring that result in. After our first two, I wanted that game to go on forever, because we really looked so comfortable, and it was so nice to see us score and so nice to see us click and be so sharp. It's always a bit disappointing to let in a goal, but we didn't look like throwing that one away. We weren't going to Bournemouth it, as I said the other day.
Yeah, Bournemouth it. I still love that one. You had one last week, which I enjoyed as well. But it was an ending for Stats as well, because it was their first Premier League home win since, you know, beating Man United in November. It was their first goal that ended a run of 450 minutes without a goal in the Premier League, which was actually against Arsenal. That was early in December. Callum Wilson, we said, first goal in 14 games. We just needed these stats to end. And actually, I know you said a bit of a shame to concede that consolation goal, but also by that, Aaron Ramsdale, he was brilliant in the game, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. And he's another example of when people suggest that Eddie Howe is not so good in the transfer market, we signed him for £800,000. Mm. And God knows what he's worth. He's knocking on the door for the Euros. He is a goalkeeper that can win us points, and that's so rare, because he did pull off some incredible saves. And in fact, I was saying it was the Rico chance on the side netting. Actually, it was slightly before that, and Aaron Ramsdale pulled off a save that he had no right to make. It looked an absolutely certain goal. And you know, if we go 1-0 down, I think that's our season done. So God knows how important that save was. It was absolutely massive.
Yeah, it's obviously crazy. Last Tuesday night, the games, obviously, we saw Newcastle's comeback. Villa won, beating Watford. And I know both teams are down there, so I don't really know what was the right result. Obviously, what was the best result, shall I say, for Bournemouth if you play Villa next. But it's so interesting now, because in the inside, Alex, you know, you're saying maybe that was a season done, really worrying form, 4 from 36. No one really gave Bournemouth much of a chance facing Brighton. They dispatch them 3-1. Now there's a bit of life inside the place, and it's so tight. You've got Villa and Brighton on 25, you, West Ham and Watford all on 23, and now all of a sudden, from what was looking dead in the water, this is anyone's again, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And what will happen, it'll be the one who show the most fight and desire. And it'll be, I don't think it'll go down to squad quality. I think it'll go down to the teams that, you know, really want it and really fight and really give it some. And I'm hoping I saw some glimpses of that from the players in the last couple of games, and actually in the second half today I did see some of that fight. So I don't think our league position is down to any player not wanting to win, or any player not putting in a shift. I actually just think it's down to a load of combinations that's led to a loss of confidence.
Yeah, and in what is a crazy Premier League year, we were just talking Burnley, you know, we're saying they was in the dogfight, they've been hauled into it, you know, pulled into it, and then they get two wins against Leicester and Man United, and yeah, they're 7 points off relegation, they're four off fifth place, they've got themselves up to 13, and this is how close it is. Bournemouth get one, and we're talking them, we're looking up rather than looking down. I mean, they're in 18th place, as we know, Alex. They have six league wins. Arsenal have six league wins. They're in 10th.
I didn't even know that. That's pretty nuts. It was quite funny today as the Arsenal fans started singing, "Going down, going down, going down." And the Bournemouth fans sang, "So are we, so are we, so are we." So it's a bit of fun. That made me laugh on an otherwise quite gloomy evening. Yeah, it's really close. It is really close. And I think it's been maybe premature to write Bournemouth off. And I think Bournemouth have been put in the position they've been put in by the media and by fans. Just, I think a lot of it down to the manner of some of these results we've had against teams that we should be beating. So, like I said, that those glimpses of the fight really, really gives me hope. When I think last week I was possibly suggesting that it might be dead and buried.
Yeah, I know, and that's how quickly it can turn, and that's obviously why we love it, Alex. But I just want to quickly talk about Sam Surridge. You got on the score sheet tonight. What are you making of that?
Yeah, it's brilliant. I mean, it doesn't do Dominic Solanke's cause much good, who, in my opinion, I thought was really, really, really good against Brighton. I thought it was the best game he's had for us. And don't get me wrong, he's going to need to put in a few more of those in order to win over a lot of the fans and media. But to see Surridge come on and nick a goal in the really short time that he's been playing, and he looked really good. He was winning his aerial battles, and you know, it was clever movement to get the goal. So it'd be amazing if the person who saves our season is Sam Surridge. To be honest with you, it'd be a bit of a dream.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because we've had a tweet in, Alex. Obviously, you put out a tweet just before coming on into Love Sport as well, and it's just actually on that, this time from Patrick Devitt, saying, "Do you see, Alex, that Surridge now will start to get opportunities over Solanke, and it'll be him the one that will be looking to come into games?"
Yeah, I think it's difficult because he's so young and in a relegation battle. Sometimes it can do more harm than good, but I would hopefully see a little bit more of Surridge, because the things we did see tonight were really, really promising. I don't want to write Solanke off at all. I thought we saw enough, like I said, enough against Brighton to see that he's got some more ability and more talent. He looks a player quite devoid of all confidence, and I don't want to write him off. Yeah, and on the other side of it, I don't want to put Sam Surridge on a pedestal that you know, could be detrimental to his development and put some.
You're too wise, Alex. Build him up. We need to get behind someone. This is what I love.
This kid is the greatest kid you've ever seen play football. And if he's not a Ballon d'Or winner within 3 years, I'll eat my.
If he's not going to the Euros, but what are we doing? What are we talking about?
Exactly.
You can't
exactly.
argue with facts, as you once told me, Alex. You can't argue with facts. Well, we are staying around, Alex. You're gonna like it now, because I'm gonna give you a couple of minutes to sort of catch your breath, because we're still talking the January transfer window, looking to that massive game with Aston Villa on the weekend, and talking about how maybe power has played a part and an impact in Bournemouth's turn.
Love Sport.
You're listening to the Bournemouth Fan Show. It is the Cherries Takeover with me, Charlie Hawkins, on Love Sport Radio, joined by Alex Deutsch, as we talk everything where Bournemouth are concerned. And we've already read out your tweets this evening. There is still time to have your say. There always is on all of the fan shows. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 70 20 558. You can also WhatsApp on the same number. Well, Alex, I hope you've caught your breath. Obviously, not to be tonight. Portsmouth were awaiting in the next round, but we are talking Premier League survival. That's all that matters. But interestingly enough, since we've been doing these fan shows, we're making small adjustments, small improvements, one may say, each and every week. One of those, we play Kanye West's Power at the start of the fan show. You suggested that. Great track. But then you also sent me an article this week that Bournemouth were playing that. They stepped away from that. Now they've gone back to it, maybe playing a part in that little upturn in form.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a debate amongst fans because the club, about 18 months ago, decided that they were just going to play Sweet Caroline, which, you know, is a good enough track, but
it's generic though, isn't it, to a few teams boxing.
It is a bit, but it's not until I sat somewhere else in the stadium, because I normally sit in the north stand, it's not until I sat somewhere else in the stadium that I recognised how many fans do get involved with it and do chant along with it and do enjoy it. So it might just be a, I don't know, a generational thing. I don't know. But there was a notable improvement in atmosphere after that Kanye West track. So it was, a bit of a campaign from Twitter, Bournemouth Twitter, who said, bring power back. We did. We won 3-1. Didn't work tonight, but watch us win 6-0 against Villa if you turn it up loud enough.
Well, are they going to stick with that now? So did they play that tonight? Is power here to stay?
Power is here to stay, yeah. They played again tonight. I think it's a belter. So I'm all for it.
Again, Alex, you can't argue with the facts, mate. You just can't argue with the facts.
Exactly. We scored more goals playing power this year than we have without. So, you know, stats add up.
Stats can't lie, you know. If it can't speak, it can't lie. Obviously, doing its job at the minute. Well, we're hoping the big one is needed on the weekend. It is at home. Power will be playing. It is Villa. And look, it doesn't work like that. Burnley obviously had a run of 4 so-called supposedly easier games. They lost them all. Then they beat Leicester and then they went to Man United, winning at Old Trafford for the first time since 1962. But by that same token, Bournemouth play Villa. Sheffield United, we know, are up there, but it is still a game in which you could say good chance of getting points. Then they play Burnley, who we just spoke about. Those next 3 games are huge to kick February off, aren't they?
Yeah, they're massive, and it's making me nervous just thinking about it. I think if we're gonna have to beat Villa to have any chance there. I think if we lose to Villa, then you know, the morale going into Sheffield United will be really low. Sheffield United are a really good side, and Chris Wilder's done amazingly with them. I don't know about you, but I didn't have them doing this well at all, and so I think. To be where they are is pretty astonishing, and it's not by fluke. So that's another tough game away. But the Burnley games always have a little bit of spice with them.
Eddie Howe connection.
The Eddie Howe connection. And we were just reminiscing the other day that in the FA Cup we had drawn either Liverpool away or Burnley away, whoever won the tie. And Jimmy Traore did a Cruyff turn on his goal line, and it lost us a fixture with Liverpool away at Anfield. And then Burnley went and bought our 3 best players for about £50,000. And so there's been a bit of spice for quite some years there. So I'd love to beat them because they did us over.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Obviously, we'll come to that. We'll preview the Burnley game in the upcoming weeks. But the Aston Villa game on the weekend, Alex, is an interesting one because now there's a few more factors, shall we say, playing their part. You know, Aston Villa are down there, as are Bournemouth. Aston Villa have a brilliant win in the week. They beat Watford. They come back and they're going into that game with momentum. And then Bournemouth finally win. They beat Brighton. Now they're going into this one. But both of them said, weirdly, have done the Aston Villa fan show tonight, Alex, and they said, if we don't get points against Bournemouth, the Watford win means nothing. And by the same token, if Bournemouth don't then beat Aston Villa, that Brighton win, again, really counts for nothing because that gap is bigger and you're sort of back to where we were 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, no, there's no understating just how important that game is for both clubs. And you would hope that the players grasp that and come out and show the supporters that they understand that it is that bigger game for everyone. There's been a bit of a feeling when I watch some of these players sometimes that the end of the Premier League is just the end of the Premier League for Bournemouth and their fans and not necessarily for them, because the likelihood is a lot of them will continue to play in the Premier League. So all I want to see is from these players is that they recognise that this is the next game is one of the biggest in our last 10 years and come out and give it some. And if they do from the first minute, the fans will support them and they'll get on them. It took one big challenge against Brighton for everything to lift. We just need to see that, just a little bit of fight and desire and heart, and the fans will lift the players, and then the players will lift the fans. But we've had these conversations about how many shows we've done, four, and I think three of the four shows I've said the next game is the biggest one in the last 10 years. And it really is. It's massive. It really is massive.
I feel for you in a way, because the next game is always the biggest, especially what's gone before. But this Villa game, we could have been looking at this, coming off the back of that Brighton game, going, oh, Villa on the weekend, we're down and out, like you would have said, but it's another chance. There's a team in and around us. Now you're facing them and it's a different prospect completely, because you have got that confidence. We've had those lucky goals, maybe a goal off the shin, a challenge. Like you said, power was playing at the start. This is a completely different game. And Villa, they're a side, I know they're down there this year, who can't put together a 90 minutes performance also. So on those factors, Alex, what are you expecting from Villa? Where can they hurt you, and where can the Cherries hurt them this weekend?
I think Grealish is obviously an obvious choice, isn't he? He's on his day, he can be the difference for Villa massively, and I'd hope that we would approach the game with that in mind, because I think he is probably their most dangerous player. We just have to go at it with the same velocity as we did the second half of Brighton, because I've said this before, when we click, and going forward when we click, we are really good. We can be unstoppable, but it just looked like a lot of. They just need the sort of the belief of what Eddie's trying to get across to them. They just need to believe that that'll work. And if they do, and they fully, they fully encompass what the philosophy that what he's trying to get across and believe in it, it will click.
Yeah, they need to embrace it, don't they? They need to buy in.
Yeah, exactly. What I'm scared of is a 90th minute Tyrone Mings header again in front of the North Stand, and he celebrates in front of us. I'm sure he won't. He's a good guy, but
former players, they just do. It's just always written that way. Honestly, nothing scares me more than a former player coming back and not trying to make a name for themselves, but it's just always the way it works out. But on that, both teams coming off the back of a win, although Villa play this week, so maybe they're in that League Cup semi-final action. If they play a strong team out, they're 90 minutes away from Wembley. Bournemouth have an advantage this weekend. I know you'll be praying for that, and that could play into the tie. But on that, what is your score prediction, Alex?
2-1 Bournemouth.
2-1. Yeah. Well, this show just gets better and better. We bring in power. There's a win to talk about. Now we're doing this. Next week, we could be talking about another 3 points. Genuinely, Alex, I'll be watching and hoping for you. Always a pleasure to get you on. You are the star man on the Bournemouth Fan Show. And as always, you can tweet Alex, tweet myself. Put your questions to us and we will answer them. So many of you get in touch with Alex, and it's great to see. Have your say on how the season's going so far. And obviously, that massive 6-pointer on the weekend. It is Villa, and this is the Bournemouth Fan Show with me, Charlie Hawkins, and Alex Deutsch leading the way on the Cherries takeover. But this is Kanye, and this is Power.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.